The latest news from the British Parliament now. And the coalition, that's the Tory Lib Dem coalition, should be upfront about the nuclear subsidy. This is what a committee has said. Well, the government risks distorting its planned reform of the electricity market merely to save political face. Surely not. Is that how governments work? Oh dear. I was so naive. Over implicit subsidies for nuclear power, MPs on the Energy and Climate Change Committee have warned in a report, the 16th of May. The coalition agreement pledged to allow new nuclear power stations to be built, provided that they receive no, yes, that's no, as in zero, or cero, as we say here in Spain, no public subsidy. So, what do you think? Is the reality then, eh? But MPs believe the government proposals will effectively provide subsidies to nuclear generators through new long-term contracts and the carbon price floor that could hand them windfall profits. Wow. There's a turn-up for the books, isn't it? Private companies doing work for the government and making lots of profit in the process. It's all new to me, all this business. Tim Yeo, MP, chair of the Energy and Climate Change Committee, said ministers believe that new nuclear could play a key role in is this a typo or what? In keep the lights on. That doesn't make any sense. In keep the lights on. I think it's a typo. I think. Is this a typo, Pilar? And meeting our climate change targets. But they don't want to own up to supporting it. This is understandable, given the promise they made not to subsidise nuclear, but it would be deeply irresponsible to skew the whole process of electricity market reform simply to save face. The government must be upfront about the support it is giving to nuclear and not hide subsidies in a one-size-fits-all design for long-term energy contracts. Surely you're not accusing the government of saying one thing in public and then doing something else in private. Surely not. Wash your mouth out. Over £100 billion of investment is needed by 2020 to replace the UK's ageing power stations, cut carbon emissions and maintain energy security. Government proposals for electricity market reform, EMR, are supposed to encourage power companies to deliver clean, affordable energy, even when there are more inflexible and intermittent sources of electricity in the mix. The committee is concerned that the current EMR proposals are overcomplex. Again, something about Tory proposals, the private sector, and the word complex, which keeps sort of popping up every time we have one of these reviews. Have you noticed that? It is quite extraordinary, I do have to say. Don't know how to respond to this. So, the starting point for EMR should be a clearly defined objective to reduce the carbon intensity of electricity generation in the UK to 50 grams of CO2 per kilowatt hour by 2030. I don't really understand the science bit, but there we go. And the conclusions are that the wholesale market should be fundamentally reformed to break up the dominance of the big six energy companies, most of which I would imagine are foreign, which means they do not have any sort of democratic legitimacy, in order to allow new entrants to invest in the UK and improve the liquidity of the market. The long-term contracts designed to encourage low-carbon energy sources, known as feed-in tariffs with contracts for difference, will work for nuclear, but different types of contract are needed for renewables and other clean technologies. It's too early for the government to design a capacity mechanism given the rapid development of smart meters. Rapid development of smart meters, aren't they being forced upon people whether they want them or not? Interconnectors and storage systems that could remove the need for peaking plant. And there's more information there. I think you can read the full story on the official British Parliament website, parliament.uk. Basically, it sounds like the government's being accused here by Parliament, by the committee, of giving lots of money to the private companies in a sort of secret way, which is not really cricket, is it?